SBS Radio.
We have in the program Kamel Tiggle. Good morning to you, Kamel.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's the first time that we're having you in the program.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's great because we'll be hearing about you. You've joined before with X Factor Australia, isn't it? Twice?
Yes. I was on when I was 14 in 2013, and I was on the last season, which was in 2016, I think, with my girl group. So yeah, I was on it twice.
Yes. You are of a Filipino background. Your mom is a Filipina?
Yeah, my mom's Filipino.
Yes, and can you speak or understand a little bit of Tagalog?
My mom's always taught me to say konti lang. and then people are like, oh, okay, so I can talk to you in Tagalog, right? I'm like, look, konti lang is like the only thing I know to say. So. but yeah, I know a little bit, so I can understand a little bit, but I can't really talk it, which isn't very convenient, but yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You'll be the first performer for the Casula Powerhouse Arts Center, or CPAC Live.
Yes, I'm so excited. I only found out I was performing just a few days ago, so I'm really excited. I went over there today just to check out the stage, and it seems like a really cool setup, and I'm really excited to meet the other performers.
Before we talk about that performance, how did you start with singing?
Oh, so I've been singing since I was, well, I started training singing when I was 8, but I started off as a dancer when I was 3. So I've been singing pretty much majority of my whole life. So I sung at church originally, and then my mom noticed that I could sing, so she was like, okay, I'm going to put you in singing lessons. So then I did that for a few years, and then when I was old enough, I joined the X Factor. So after that, when I was 14, it just became a lot bigger, and I started growing from that.
Is your house a typical Filipino like there's karaoke?
Oh my gosh, my childhood was all about karaoke. We don't do it as much now just because mum is always beating me on that and I don't know how. but yeah, I haven't done karaoke in such a long time, but that was pretty much my childhood. And every time me and my mum would go to the Philippines, she'd force me to sing karaoke in front of people I didn't even know. And everyone's like, oh, sample, sample. And I was like, oh, okay. So I think that's where I kind of got my original stage performance from, is just doing karaoke with my mom.
So did you get your voice from your mom?
I don't think so. Everyone's like, oh, you get it from your mom, your dad, and I'm like, honestly, like, my mom's a good karaoke singer, but I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too sure who I got it from. I think I just kind of developed over the last few years, yeah.
And how is it like joining X Factor? First, as a single performer?
Oh, yeah. When I was 14, that was really exciting for me because I was the youngest in the competition and it was my first time doing a TV show. So I was really, really excited. And I was like, wow, this is it. Like, this is my big shot. And it was just really exciting. And I met a lot of people and I got to know the producers and stuff. But then I left. I got eliminated when I was in the top 10 girls, I think. So when that finished, I had to continue going back to school. But I actually went 4 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, but nobody knows that, but I actually went 4 years in a row.
So you started in 2013 and then 2014, 2015, and then 2016?
2016, yeah.
Wow.
I've been trying to get on the live shows for 4 years, and I finally got it with my girl group in 2016. So
yeah.
When I finished in 2014, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go for another try. So I did it, didn't get that far. So I was like, you know what, I'll try again next year. So I went the next year and I didn't get that far as well. And then I auditioned with some of my friends and they're like, oh, can you guys audition in a group? And we were like, yeah, all right. So then we auditioned in a group and they actually loved us in a group. So then we just went in as a trio and we ended up making it to the live shows in top 8 and it was really awesome.
Yeah. But your first year to join X Factor, your performance of I Will Always Love You went viral on social media.
Yes, that was crazy. That wasn't my original choice to sing in the audition. I think I had a Jessie J song and I had some other song, and then I Will Always Love You was like my last choice. And then I heard too many people sing Jessie J and I was like, I'll just sing Whitney Houston, and then I did it. And then they were like, yeah, that's the song. You're going to be doing that for the live audition. I was like, oh, okay. So then I got a really good reaction from the judges, and there was a really good reaction on social media and on YouTube. So yeah, I'm really glad I ended up doing that song.
And are we able to hear a line or two?
Oh, a little cheeky sample.
Yes.
I can't do anything now, but you guys can definitely check out my Instagram and my YouTube. I post a lot of covers on there.
I would only be in your way. And
you kind,
and I hope you have all you dreamed of, and I wish to you joy and happiness, but above this I wish you love, and
I was younger, I was doing more of those big ballads like Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston and all that stuff. But as I started getting older, I was like, okay, I need to try to find my own sound. So now I'm going towards more of the R&B pop sort of genre now.
Which I think also fits you.
Yeah, I think because I grew up doing karaoke with my mom, all I knew was ballads.
Yeah.
Because my mom would always do Celine Dion and Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. So that's all I knew. So then after I finished X Factor when I was 14, I was like, okay, I need to try to find my own sound. So then the next year I kind of went as like a pop girl. Then I didn't think they liked that very much.
Yeah.
So when I went the last time in 2016, I was a little bit more mature. I had a mature look, mature sound. So I think that worked out better for me than my past auditions. Yeah, I've grown up a little bit since my last audition.
Yeah, and I've seen that you've been also doing or performing locally, like in Liverpool area.
Yeah. I was doing some local performances a couple times a month whenever I could, just to, you know, perform on the streets or perform in the Liverpool area. So I definitely want to get into that again this year and just perform as much as I can and network with different artists and stuff. And that's why I'm really excited to perform this weekend at CPAC. I'm going to be meeting a bunch of artists from Western Sydney, so I'm really excited to network with them.
Yes. Tell us about CPAC Live.
So CPAC Live is at Casula Powerhouse Arts Centre, and it's a free event for all ages, all cultures, and it's pretty much just a bunch of Western Sydney artists performing their songs, performing some covers. And it's just a great way for independent Western Sydney artists to sort of showcase their talent. Because in Sydney, especially Western Sydney, I feel like it's pretty hard for artists to get gigs these days. Because the community isn't, like, there isn't a lot of opportunities for Western Sydney artists. So I think CPAC Live is going to be great for us to showcase some of our songs.
Yeah. How important is it for artists like you, especially for those in Western Sydney, to really have a platform or a place where they can perform and really showcase their talents?
Oh, I feel like it's so important, especially in this day and age. And I feel like in this day and age, it's a lot easier, especially with the resources and opportunities that people are giving us artists. And I feel like some artists just need a platform to kickstart their career, because when I was first starting out, there was nothing like this for me. So I sort of had to go through social media or TV shows. So I feel like this is a great way to be able to showcase our talent.
Yeah. You know? Aside from yourself, you'll be there are other artists who are performing for the SIPAC Live. Can you name them?
I actually haven't met them, but I did see the lineup. So I saw some artists, Hey Moses, Chris Aneno, Leroy Perez, and Free Soul. So there are a couple of the artists that's going to be at SIPAC Live. I haven't seen them live, so I'm really excited to meet them and hear their music. But yeah, I'm the first artist opening the show, so I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm excited.
Yeah, and is it just a one-day event?
I'm pretty sure it's just a one-day event, yeah. Hopefully there'll be more CPAC live shows happening. We'll see with the turnout this year, but hopefully I encourage everyone to come along. It's a free event for anybody and everyone. So hopefully there are more coming this year, but from what I know, this is the first one happening.
Yeah, and it starts at 5?
Yeah, so 5, there is a company called Burgers and Beers where there's just going to be some food and some drinks for people, but the show starts at 6. So I start at 6 and I've got about a 25-minute set.
And what sort of songs are you singing?
So I'll be singing some of my favorite covers. I haven't picked my set list yet because I'm kind of random and I don't really choose till the day, like depending how I feel.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to throw some Rihanna in there, maybe a bit of Jessie J. We'll see where we go with the set list.
Yes. You're still very young, but aside from music, what else do you do?
So I am currently songwriting and teaching myself how to produce music.
Wow.
So, so after school, I actually went to uni to learn how to produce music, but I just wasn't enjoying it, and I wasn't really connecting to the uni and the lectures and stuff because I never really liked school.
Mm.
So anything to do with just like sitting down in one spot and listening to lectures kind of puts me off. So I ended up dropping out of uni and just trying to teach myself how to produce. So that's what I'm doing now, and I've got some producing workshops coming up in the next couple of weeks, which I'll be attending just to learn more about the culture and stuff. So that's what I'm doing currently. I'm just writing, learning to make some music. Because an independent artist, I don't have the funds to be spending thousands of dollars for producers to make my music. So I want to be able to educate myself and learn how to make my own music.
Yes, and hopefully we can have you back in the program and hear one of your songs, your own songs.
Hopefully. I'm working really hard to create an EP which will hopefully come out this year. So hopefully you'll have me back and I'll have a song ready for you.
Yes, and can you invite again our listeners for the CPAC Live this weekend?
All right, so CPAC Live is a free event for anybody and everybody. I all encourage you to come along and listen to the Western Sydney artists who are going to perform a few songs. There's going to be food, there's going to be drinks, there's going to be lots of music. And I really encourage you all to come and dance with us.
For our listeners who are trying to really would want to put themselves out there and do the same thing as what you are doing now, what can you say to them?
I feel like every artist is different, so I don't have a plan for anybody, but what I encourage you to do is just figure out what you want to do, create a plan for yourself. And I feel like social media is a great way to showcase yourself if you're not doing shows. So if whether you're a singer, a dancer, producer, DJ, I encourage you to just sit in front of your camera, do a little song, post it on social media, and I reckon consistency and knowing your art and knowing who you are, it will help you a lot.
Thank you very much, Kamel Tiggle.
Thank you so much for having me.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.